It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hang up the damn phone!
Are you gay?
Hey, it's gonna be a scorcher.
No, it's raining, Dave. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Our sympathies go out to Rocco Media.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
He was so close.
Bad day at the Pines.
Sometimes I'd like Torrey Pines quit. Ended up not being his friend. Or his friend, singular. Hanging Rocco tried, but sometimes those putts were left a little too far away.
Speaking of putts.
And of course, Tiger. The relentless Tiger just came on strong. Rob and I were talking about how we're depressed about this today.
It just sucks.
You know, everybody likes to see the underdog, but as far as when you've got somebody who is so all-powerful in a sport and so totally dominating, and then you get this schlub who has a chance to, come on and make a name
for himself.
You root for the schlub, and the schlub lets you down 90% of the time.
Well, of course.
The schlub lets you down. That's why he's a schlub. He's his mitts.
He takes the fun out of it. You know, I was in a fantasy golf league, and the main rule was no one could draft Tiger Woods.
Because he's so dominant.
Exactly.
And he's dominant with, like, one bad leg, too, which is...
It's like the Redskins.
That's so completely dominant in what they did.
Not even fun anymore.
Am I the only one, Rob? I mean, I know I'm like in that age group where I was pulling for Rocco, and that's the whole reason, just because
the age.
Because he was, well, he's an older guy.
Yeah. And he's handsome.
And he had great teeth. And no, he was an older guy. He was schlubby like me.
Regular guy.
And he's a regular guy. And, you know, you want to see the regular guy do it.
It's just so sad.
It's just so sad. Rocco! What is up in heaven? Sam, what a sad thing. You sit there at the tournament and you got no chance. What do you do? Oh, Rocco! Rocco Midiate with your bigger potter, you do so bad. More golf at the U.S. Open. You can't even win at a sudden death, huh? You make your shot so far away from the hole.
Are you Rocco Media?
I'm a Rocco. And then a Mr. Tiger. What a pleasure playing with you, sir. That's right, boss. What a great time I had playing the golf with you.
You like Tiger?
Oh, he's a good boy.
It was nice of him to let you play 19 holes.
Oh, so nice of him. Let me play in the tournament.
Are you so glad it's over?
Oh, so relieved. I go back, I have a bigger pasta dinner. My name is Rocco Mediante. It sucks.
Yeah,
it really does.
It isn't.
You know, everybody
not the
likes
end of the
to
world.
See, no, it's not. I don't know.
It's unfortunate.
I got caught up on it. You don't watch sports, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's
you
true.
Get caught up in it. You do. You're going to live longer. You're going to live longer because you totally focus on your job and your penis.
And you're not morbidly obese.
And you're not morbidly obese. You're going to live longer because you don't. Look, I've got enough stress in my life. But I play stress where I don't need to play stress.
If more Americans focused on their jobs and their penises, this would be a better world.
I'm not sure about the second part.
Well, just focus on Buzz's penis.
That'll do fine.
Well, we all did, and that's why we got all the Buzz babes. Speaking of that, I didn't get a proper update. You said we have 9. Is that true? 9?
We have 9 more in addition to the 5 we met last Friday. We're looking forward to meeting Mandy, Quinn, Lynn, Tabitha, Jenny, Heather, Nick, Melanie, Tori, and now it's 10, and actually 11, because there's another one that I don't have the name written down yet.
Hold on a second.
That means you're wrong.
Did you say Nick?
Yes, for Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Short for Nicole.
All right, and also Quinn, who looks like Robert Shaw.
Robbie! That's not funny.
The mighty Quinn.
Doll's eyes.
So sad, isn't it, Rocco?
Doll's eyes.
Coming up on the program today, we're going to try a new experiment, if we get time to do it. It's called The Door.
The Door.
That's all it's called. It's The Door, and the boys, Buzz and Rob,
we'll
and maybe Beth Ann, maybe even Joe. Everybody will have a chance to say who's at the door. They'll give hints as to who they want to be at the door, and then when the door opens, it's going to be somebody that you might recognize, you might not recognize.
Joe's been up all night installing the door.
The door is very special. You know, different people show up at the door.
That's exciting.
Am I making myself clear here?
I think you have. Yes, I'm excited about it.
You might have Bill Clinton at the door. You might might have Robert Shaw at the door. Charlie might be at the door.
Could be anybody.
You know, you could have Regis Philbin at the door.
Absolutely.
Sean Connery, Rocco Media. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad. I'm so close to winning the US Open.
You came in second.
I know, because of Tiger. He's too good.
I think I know why you lost.
Why'd I lose?
That big frilly collar.
Oh. Yeah. I wake up in the morning and go hit the shots. I go out to hit the shots on the range. Right. Then I put my pencil pagliacci makeup on. And I go, oh, it's so sad. Oh, and I lose the game. Oh.
And it slips my mind. What's the name of your caddy?
My name is Caddy's Pagliacci. Oh, I don't, pagliacci. Oh, it's Otis.
No, I thought maybe it was someone who used to work with us in New York.
Oh, his name, yeah. If it escaped me, it don't escape for long. Uh-huh. His name is Johnny Constantino.
Yes.
Johnny. Such a good caddy he is. Let's go to Brian. In College Park. That's a tough transition to make.
That is. You sort of faded out.
I'll be doing that later in the show. Brian from College Park, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Brian?
Good. Hey, just wonder if you noticed Rocco's mouth was very similar to Mr. Devane's.
He did have the Vish teeth, but
you know,
but he has, Devane had bigger, what are the two ones like the Bugs Bunny teeth up front?
Your front teeth.
Your front teeth, and then you got your incisors, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rocco has all incisors, and Devane, he might be coming by later. I don't want
to
spill it right now.
That's the second request we've had for Devane today.
Really? Well, you'll have to wait for
the door.
But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Time to get the Hollywood hot sheet. Here he is coming by with a buzz babe on each arm. The man, the legend. I'm talking, of course, about Buzz Burbank.
They're assisting him.
They're assisting him into his robe and his smoking jacket.
Thank you, ladies.
And now here's the Hollywood hot sheet with Buzz.
A $2 million gig for Amy Winehouse, and she's still loaded.
And she might be at the door today, too.
That would be exciting.
If you ask, she will come.
I will ask, then.
Wow.
So to speak.
Amy Winehouse still finding performing sober a challenge. She needs an intervention. Even when she's getting paid $2 million an hour, which she did over the weekend.
I thought she got $2 million for the gig. You say she got $2 million for an hour?
$2 million, well, for 1 hour, yes.
Wow.
1 hour, one gig, $2 million.
That sucks.
Russian billionaire offered the troubled Grammy winner that much money to give a quick show on Thursday at the opening of his girlfriend's art gallery in Moscow.
I will have Amy Winehouse in my club whenever the F I please.
Well, check.
Amy needs the money, so she took the gig.
Mm-hmm.
With her tattoos and all, she showed up, got on a plane in London. But when she arrived in Moscow, a quote, she was in no condition to appear.
I saw her. There was video where she's coming out of her house. And that weave that she's famous for,
yes,
it had doubled in size. Did you see any video?
Yeah.
She has it wrapped in kind of a bandana. She's big on the bandanas.
Yeah.
I've seen her also
I've
seen her like wear a bandana bikini too, where she just had the bandanas
every
tied.
Time you look at her, there's really not a lot of pluses. There's a lot of minuses. I saw a close up over the weekend. Her complexion is a disaster.
I don't know what it is, Rob. Every time I see her, I just think one thing.
What's that?
Tongue kissing.
Yes.
Well, understandable.
Yes.
Tongue
kissing. I think of that. I don't. Which grosses you out more, Amy Winehouse's mouth or the back of Robert the Mailman's head?
Oh, you know what? I'd like to have her tongue kiss Robert's head.
Oh, God.
That is shocking.
That's Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
It took a couple of hours to get Mrs. Winehouse together for this Russian show. And then, shortly after midnight, she finally appeared, wobbled onto the stage with a red carpet lined with red lights, which guided her like an aircraft. She probably needed that.
You know, the song we're talking about, the one that everybody knows, is Rehab. Right.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Does she have any other hits that we would know in this country? I mean, she got a Grammy or two.
She had another one. It's like the second song on the CD. You would recognize it if you heard it.
This is, you know, unlike even Britney or Lindsay Lohan, this is somebody I really think you're going to read about one day. It's going to be,
Well, that's the only reason we're following her story.
And yeah. Rocco does laugh at her teeth, though.
I'm a screwed.
You see, I'm in second.
I don't have the length.
I know.
In many ways.
She drank some Coca-Cola. She puffed on some cigarettes during the show. She flung her cigarette lighter into the audience, and then she gave her little dress a tug, allowing people who were close to the stage to see that she wasn't wearing underwear.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
See, a tug. Would it be like that lady that's in the peanut commercial? You know, the one with the unibrow?
Oh, yeah.
And she puts
yeah.
the peanuts behind her
like
ear.
It's like yes. if she tugged at her skirt.
Her wedgie example. Tug at uh-huh. the end.
Oh. Yeah, only this was a bit more revealing. It made it clear that Amy Winehouse was not wearing underwear, which normally would be exciting, just not in Ms. Winehouse's
that
case.
So no,
somehow
nasty.
It's unexciting.
And quoting a source, I heard that her singing was a little sloppy. So I, for one, am shocked.
Sloppy singing for a sloppy girl. But the Russian billionaire says, I like skinny legs. I like giant gap. I like giant
really?
Gap between teeth.
Watch out, Amy, for Jeff Von Wondren.
I like that. Yes, give. And we're not sure. Incidentally, I've seen Intervention many times, and I've seen that guy. And uh-huh. he does. I know he sounded like Dennis Murphy.
Right.
I'm going to think it was the phone connection and not a speech impediment. I don't think he was drinking. Rob,
you know what?
I mean the Dennis Murphy.
Who could
reference,
blame him though?
Apparently, Beth Ann got Dennis Murphy on the phone at the end of that, and I missed it. That it was on my screen,
so we
here.
Could contrast and compare.
Beth Ann, yes. that was a good get.
I can imagine Dennis Murphy at your intervention. Tell me that's not going to make you want to hurl yourself out the window right there.
No, thank you.
I really think it's time for you to get help.
I was
I'm like, oh,
maybe...
is this the sliding glass window over here?
I thought maybe Dennis was the one who needed help.
Dennis does need help. And every time I see him, I realize that more and more. But, you know, in fairness to Dennis, he doesn't have that flesh-eating virus on the back of his head.
That's true, but he doesn't have teeth either.
That's all I can think about is that head right now, is Robert yes.
Robert said there's a funny story with
image.
It.
I bet there is.
Out of your head.
Robert must call in sometime.
So I went to Thailand.
And I came back with this thing. And then there's Brad Garrett, who is also getting a TV show on the internet in which he will date women.
Not going to do it here. Not going to leave it in the locker room. Brad Garrett might be. Just jot him down,
good
boys.
Boy.
So you're saying I can sit here and bait you all day with Hollywood news, and you're holding out till the door. Oh, look, it's the door.
Patience, boys.
Thank you, Brad.
There
appreciate
he is.
It.
Patience,
Brad,
boys.
Actor Brad Garrett, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes.
The star of the Fox sitcom Till Death switches to reality with a webcast called
Webisodes.
Dating Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett has been on this show. He yes. is a funny guy.
He is so yes. genuinely funny.
I would actually watch the webisode. All these comedians and a lot of guys that are comic actors, they're doing this web stuff. Yep. I did it with the Sklar brothers. I'll have to find out what I did for them, but that whole thing about vote for Julio.
Julio, right.
I'm somehow involved with the TV show.
Yes, you are.
And I'll let you know, I did a little thing about Washington on camera, and I don't know where it's going to be, but I think it's on the internet.
I looked at your release that you signed. The only thing I recall was Man on Man.
That's the important thing.
I was up with the Sklar.
The series will follow Brad Garrett on 10 dates with women chosen by a panel that will include Garrett's ex-wife, Jill.
Hold on, Buzz.
And his urologist.
Hold on, we have
his
an emergency.
His urologist is choosing dates.
Emergency.
Yes.
Emergency ding. Let's go to Robert the Angry Mailman.
Ah, what a relief.
Robert, I hope your phone sounds good because after Jeff Van Vonderen, I am tired of bad phones. How are you, sir?
All right, and yourself? I hear you got my pictures.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
I'm worried about you. With the
are you calling
thing.
On your cell or on a hard line?
Can you hear me?
Are you calling on your cell or on a hard
my
line?
My cell, and I'm standing
your
still.
Cell sucks.
In my car.
Your cell sucks.
Try
it
this.
Always sucks. Please.
Move your mouth a little further away from the mouthpiece and see if
how's
it improves.
How's this? How's this?
All right, that sounds a little bit better.
It's fine.
All right, do you want to now? Do you want to talk about this now, or do you want me to save like a special time for you tomorrow?
Can I come in Thursday?
I don't want you to come in. I want it on the phone. You are not coming in here until you clear that thing up. That thing grosses me out.
Yeah, Robert, that is something I needed.
That was the early pictures. Haven't you seen the after pictures? It's almost gone.
It's almost gone, Mike.
It's almost gone. It's not gone completely. Robert, let's talk about this tomorrow when we get you on the show, because I'd like to really devote a little time to it. Can we do that? Is there a story behind this?
Yeah.
Now, I'll just ask you one question, because I'll have a lot more tomorrow. This is not an injury, right? This is something that you got, that you contracted, correct?
Exactly, and not the way you want to think.
Okay. I don't have any pre-notions. I don't have any preconceptions of it at all.
Sure you don't.
I will have a lot of questions tomorrow,
yes.
And by that time, we will have had your pictures up on MichaelMaraShow.com.
I don't know if I need permission to put those on the website. Those are kind of embarrassing.
But you want? We'll take them down if you don't want the exposure.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. Thank you. Well, Robert, we will devote a segment to you tomorrow. Let Beth Ann know when it's convenient for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
Goodbye, sir.
There he goes. That's
bye-bye.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Robert Raspberry.
I just, we just, I just can't do it today. Too many thunderstorms. Rocco lost. I mean, I want to devote it tomorrow. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Look under the photos for Robert's cranium.
You know, he could cover that with a Band-Aid, and he'd look like Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah, but the Band-Aid would have to be the size of tube sock.
And then to get well, look at the buzz babes.
Yeah.
To recover. It's a
nice
cleanser.
Balance. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't think that that picture is one of the buzz babes.
No.
Yeah,
no,
our
no,
website
no.
sometimes is like watching the movie Hostel. You know,
yes.
early parts of Hostel, you get all the nice little TNA shots.
Right.
And then somebody's getting their, you know, their foot chopped off at the end of the movie.
We're all over the place.
we truly are, Buzz.
Oh, this is a Brad Garrett show. He played Robert also on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes,
he's going to date 10 women. These women, he's been set up with them by his ex-wife and his urologist.
Here's the weird thing about Brad Garrett. If you watch TMZ or Perez Hilton
right.
or any of those type of websites, he's got a very bad reputation in Hollywood.
Not friendly to the Pops.
You come up with the Paps around him, and he's going to, you know, smash your camera or something. He's not a popular guy with them at all.
No, I said Pops. It's Paps.
Yes. Well, you like Hooked on Pops.
I do.
Rob always likes the
Boston Pops.
National Pops. Mm-hmm. And he likes a good Pap smear as well.
And Sugar Pops. He likes those.
Sugar Pops are very good.
Well, they're great on chicken.
If we were going to do reality, says Brad Garrett.
Or what we call you occasionally. Just
Pops.
Pops Elston.
Right. Pops Elston.
Down at Pops Chocolate Shop.
That's right. Would you like a soda? Hello, Pops. He says, I wanted to do something about a middle-aged guy like the anti-bachelor as opposed to this mannequin holding a rose with 35 really hot women to choose from.
Well, it just seems a little weird that he's doing this because he's so anti-paparazzi, but now he's doing a reality show.
He is very funny.
He is a funny guy. I'll watch it.
And great as Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Probably won't surprise you to know that Tom Cruise tricks out all of his automobiles, his family vehicles, to protect his family as if they were Hummers or tanks.
What do you mean, like he armor plates them? Is that what he does?
Yeah, that's exactly what he does. Top-of-the-line rides with bulletproof windows and bomb-proof features. Tom's concern for the well-being of Katie Holmes and his three children even prompted him to ensure that each of his drivers be trained in defensive maneuvers.
You guys are stupid.
Of course, when possible, Tom prefers to be in the driver's seat himself.
I hate that.
I would do that if I had Dan Snyder in my car.
Mm-hmm. You're an idiot.
I don't think they're friends anymore, are they? Didn't they break off their relationship?
I think they're still associates.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Didn't have any Tom Cruise, so I thought I'd play Billy Bush.
Close enough.
He's just a stain. I'm sorry. He's total stain. Come on.
And what has he done to Katie Holmes? I've never been a fan, but she looks so horrible
She
now.
Looks horrible, and she also looks completely brainwashed. She does. That's just the look she has. I saw the Oprah
episode.
Short
trip for her.
Did you see the Oprah episode where she went to
I don't look at Oprah.
His cabin or his Aspen retreat or wherever it was.
Oh, I saw a bit of that.
His Stavin cabin.
Somewhere like in Richfield, Utah or Colorado, and she goes out there, and Katie Holmes is there for the first part of the intro, the interview,
right.
And then leaves. Mm-hmm. Mysteriously.
As she was instructed to do.
It's very, very weird.
Hook her back up to the pod.
But it doesn't surprise me he would armor plate his cars.
No, I didn't think you'd be surprised.
He thinks he's more important than he is.
He's very, very important to himself.
Meanwhile, Clooney, you know, what is Clooney? He dumps the one babe, and then you see another picture of, like, this gorgeous babe wearing his shirt at the villa.
And we're hearing he's been dating her for a while now.
Oh, man.
Little overlap happening
there.
She was
a little hottie, too. I don't know if the picture was exactly this, but what it looked like to my eyes was Clooney walking into the room, and she's got, like, a man shirt on with just the panties underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a nice look.
Oh, George.
I hope she's foreign, too.
She sounds like Rocco Media.
A chase after you, Mr. Clooney. So sad because I lost at the golf tournament. My name is Rocco Media.
Ernest Borgnine wants to make more than 200 movies in his lifetime, and he's almost there. He'd better hurry.
Ernest Borgnine, McHale.
He's 91 years old, and he's still out there getting it done, looking for work. He has a specific goal, and that is to make more than 200 movies before he leaves us. Borgnine says his recent TV western, Aces and Eights, was his 198th career role, and he's just signed on for a new movie, a supernatural western called Death Keeps Coming.
You know, he's a regular on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is he really? The voice of Ernest Borgnine.
He's Merman, or Mermaid Man.
And
it's
he counts
great.
Counts those toward his
good.
Performances.
Ernest Borgnine. What an American genius. Poseidon Adventure, too, right?
Oh, yes. One of his best achievements.
Played the hard-nosed cop.
His best achievement is From Here to Eternity. Won an Oscar
Absolutely.
For it, I think.
That's right. Ernest Borgnine. That's Rob's giant brain where he threw that in there. From Here to Eternity, Burt Lancaster as well.
And Frank Sinatra. And the other good thing about Ernest Borgnine, none of his teeth touched.
He has a gap like we played in Password before.
And like I have.
Hi.
That's called a diastema, that gap in the front teeth.
Is it just between the front two? Is that how that works?
Yeah, if you got one of these, you have a diastema.
That's fascinating.
Oh, my God.
Yes, all right. What else do you have?
John Voight, another fine actor. He's joined.
He's got a diastema or whatever it's
diastema?
Called.
Diastema? He has one. I hadn't noticed that.
Doesn't John Voight have a little space in his teeth?
I think he's got a lovely smile.
Okay. I don't care.
John Voight's joined the cast of 24. He'll play a villain in the upcoming seventh season of that show that premieres in January. He's not expected to show up until the second half of the season, but he will appear in the two-hour prequel that will air sometime around Thanksgiving.
Wonderful!
I think that's good casting. He'd make a good villain there.
The Hollywood Hot Sheet is edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in your final buzz, tracking down the killer tomatoes. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Buzz, thank you very much. Coming up next, we are going to do it again. She's fascinated with it, and I want her to be here for this interview.
Good.
Because
can
I am
we
not,
leave?
I'd like to. This is Find Sasquatch and Win a $1
million. Win a $1 million.
Yes.
Who typed that?
I'm not sure.
Beth
Ann, find Sasquatch and win a $1 million and other great gear from Bushnell Field and Stream.
Oh, that's the binocular people.
Oh, yes. Win a $1 million.
Is this yours?
Is what was intended.
What?
There.
Could you step up to the microphone? You got a microphone, your very own over there. You
can
use
love,
it anytime.
Turn it
you
on,
want.
Turn it off.
That's just like men.
Hello.
Hey, look, here she is. She
if
hasn't
Rocco,
been here today.
If Rocco had won today, I would be in more of
a better mood.
A better mood
You've
to do.
You turned on him.
I have not turned on Rocco.
Yeah, you did.
Well, yeah, well, I turned on him after he lost.
Yes.
You were like too angry.
Fairweather fan.
Because, let me explain, this is something that Mr. Burbank and Ms. McBride will not understand. Rob watches sports on TV a little bit more, not as much as I do, but you don't get it. You put emotion into it, you get joy out of it. That's why I get uptight.
So that's why you're full of joy.
I am full of joy most of the time.
You get what
Wasn't
you
Wasn't I full of joy on what? Friday night?
Well, yes, you were.
But that was
for a while. You
I
didn't see
the
me
alcohol.
After
it. Huh? I thought that was the alcohol.
Carbonated
it's not just
joy.
The alcohol. I'm a happy guy.
Okay, well, you're very angry about the schlub.
I was I'm unhappy about the schlub because he was a.
It's
it was
almost
a,
like you lost.
It was a because
a little piece of Mike lost.
This is just like the same thing with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You put emotion into it, you get joy out of it.
You invest.
And if you put that emotion into it and it doesn't come out your way, you get a little of the anger out of it too, mm-hmm. because it's a disappointment.
Right.
What's the point? What's the fun of sports if you're not emotionally invested in sports? Have you ever had a team that you were really emotionally invested in? Either one of you. I asked Buzz or I asked Ben.
Yeah, you
in
know, even,
your
listen,
lives,
listen.
Have you ever
yes.
had a team yes. that you rooted
yes.
for?
Yeah.
I was in Buffalo when they went to the Super Bowl four times and lost every time.
And how much did it suck?
It did suck, but even that city didn't turn on the team. It was that's how quickly you turned
oh, okay,
on Rocco.
Okay, Beth Ann. So when that happened, when Scott Norwood.
I am concerned.
When Scott Norwood. Missed the field
yeah,
goal to beat the New York Giants. They didn't turn on him. They
no,
didn't put.
They did not.
Oh my God! It was on the headlines of newspapers.
Did,
the guy choked.
The
guy the practically
Buffalo
had to.
Newspapers.
Yes,
I'm
it was.
You,
the guy practically had to move.
No.
The guy had to move
we
out
had
of Buffalo
a
practically.
For him. I'm telling you.
All right, I want people that know
it's
this.
It's called being a good sport.
877-365-3636. We'll take these calls because that'll help with this suck ass Sasquatch thing.
85.
What I'd like people to do, please tell me when Buffalo. Lost that Buffalo people would be pissed off. Now I'd get pissed off at the Red Sox, but I'd come back every single year when they lose and root for them again. I did it every year, but I bitched loudly when they would. That's the fun of it. That's the joy of
it.
It
didn't seem like fun. So I was a little concerned.
Just concerned.
At how,
what you thought I was putting
angry,
too much into it?
Yes.
Well, first of all, when I arrived today, what did I say? I said to you,
hi, everybody. It's me, Mike.
You said, let's not do a show. Let's watch golf.
I said that.
Yes.
I said that. I swear to God, I would have been very content today because they had the playoff game, and I got caught up with it. And I'm watching it up until I jump in the shower. I'm watching it when I get out of the shower. I turn it on. I'm listening to it.
You're invested.
I'm trying to find it on the internet that I come down here, and I turn it on the little monitor we have.
You sound like you took a shower here.
But you even called me.
You didn't
live
here. I know you do.
I live here.
Buzz, what team do you have an
emotional attachment to? Rob, we have a correction. For you, Rob. Would you like a correction call?
85 Bears.
Oh, that's right.
Would you like a correction
I'll
call?
I'll always take a correction.
Hello, who's this?
We love those.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Robert calling from your favorite town. Anyway,
yes.
I love the new show.
Thank you.
And Mr. Spiewak, I have to take issue with you because I trust you on these things implicitly always. And it was
all right, well, take your time getting to the point then.
I will. Borgnine won his Oscar for Marty.
Yep.
I stand corrected.
It's in the movie 21.
It was Sinatra who won.
Sinatra won for Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you very much for the call. Thank you.
Will you forgive me, Jackass?
Yes, he's gone. He's gone. It was a hit and run. It was a hit and run.
Then I'll have to assume he will.
It was a hit and run.
I'll have to assume he will.
See how good I sound quickly. I turn on you as well. I'm deflecting because they're both on me.
If I told you the reason why I made that error, you would think I'm more retarded than you already do.
That's okay. Don't go into detail. Hey, it's a common mistake.
It involves
mistake.
Frank Jr. and Nancy Sinatra.
Well, see, okay, now we've thank started. You. Let's not go into that.
The 1954 Oscar
we
ceremony.
We got a break.
Let's go to AJ in D.C. AJ about the Buffalo Bills. Yes, AJ.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Buffalo, and the day after Scotty Norwood missed that field goal, I don't know, it might have been a couple days after, they had a parade for him, and everyone downtown was chanting Scotty's name over and over.
You. All right.
We embraced him.
Okay, all right. But for a while, but you didn't embrace him when you were watching your TV. You know, you
were heartbroken.
You didn't sit there when he missed the fight. First of all, I'm not talking to you because you're not a legitimate sports fan. But I'm talking about the real passionate Buffalo Bills fans.
How old were you, Beth Ann, when this happened?
I don't remember.
It was,
I wasn't
30
She
yet.
Was 16.
Mid-40s. Bastards. I don't care.
When you're watching the show, and she's going into her autistic twist now again, which I never understand that
at
all.
That was a popular dance in 1962, the autistic twist.
We do have to break, but I don't want to be late. Might be another thunderstorm. when you're watching the sports on the TV and your team does something and somebody screws up, you cuss at the TV. And that's what I did in here. I was like, oh, Rocco,
you
yanked
it.
You
took it to a level.
I take it to psycho. I need an intervention, Beth Ann. I take it to a complete extreme.
I'm calling
God,
Dennis
Mike, you are so screwed up.
Thank you, Rob. I'm a man of many passions, Beth Ann. Yeah,
I rooted for the 85 Bears, and Ditka will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe you could do that interview
us. Pretty excited about that.
Okay. I'm turning on everybody here. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, Ditka will be promoting his new book, I Love Scott
All right,
Norwood.
Beth Ann will be interviewing a Sasquatch man when we come back, talking about how to win $1 million if you have a picture of Sasquatch,
authentic.
Right? We're talking to somebody from, like, a corporation that's using this as a promotional vehicle.
Probably.
I'm going to give you the first, say, 40 seconds to start. And then we'll see where we go from there, okay? That'll be a lot of fun. More fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.